From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock here. September 10th, Dame's Day. 5 stories worth your 8 minutes. First one's a story. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport. That's how it started. Dambrowski's journey from who wants to be a millionaire to Champions League. Valdas Dambrowski's has had quite the journey. He made a name for himself in Lithuania by winning a game show, 6 Euros a Million, where he showcased his trivia skills. He answered questions about Oscar winners and global electricity production, earning around £725, a significant amount back then. Instead of settling down, he had bigger dreams. Dambrowski's decided to move to England to pursue his passion for coaching. Now he's taking his talents to Sabah, where he'll face Manchester United in the Champions League. It's a remarkable leap from a game show to the grand stage of European football. Dambrowski's story is a testament to following your dreams, no matter where they start. Next, second, from BBC Sport F1. It started as a joke. A fantasy F1 heads to football-obsessed Madrid. Formula One is gearing up for an exciting return to Madrid, a city that lives and breathes football. It's been over 40 years since the last race here, and with Spain's rich football history, F1 faces a unique challenge. Local footprint of a curious boatful. Real Madrid and Atletico. The new circuit, Madring, is designed to impress. Monumental, a standout corner, offers a thrilling challenge with its steep banking. Organizers have invested heavily in the venue, aiming to blend Madrid's vibrant culture with the high-speed spectacle of F1. While some worry about logistics, the excitement is palpable. Drivers who have tested the track describe it as intense and exhilarating, promising a race that could redefine the city's sporting landscape. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Seahawks beat Patriots in NFL opener, but suffered Darnold blow. The Seattle Seahawks kicked off their season with a tight win over the New England Patriots, taking the game 13-10. Backup quarterback Drew Locke stepped up after an early injury sidelined starter Sam Darnold. Locke led 2 crucial scoring drives that helped secure the victory. The defense played a significant role, with the Seahawks intercepting Patriots quarterback Drake May 3 times in the fourth quarter. Those turnovers proved vital in turning the tide of the game. Despite the close score, Seattle showed resilience and determination, especially in the face of adversity. It's a promising start for the Seahawks, but the injury to Darnold raises some questions moving forward. Fans will be watching closely to see how this unfolds in the coming weeks. Overall, a solid opener for Seattle, setting the stage for what could be an exciting season ahead. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt. NFL kickoff 2026, Seahawks beat Patriots 13-10, but lose Sam Darnold to hip injury. The Seahawks kicked off their season with a narrow 13-10 victory over the Patriots, celebrating their Super Bowl LX win against the same team. However, the joy was dampened by a significant injury to quarterback Sam Darnold, who left the game early with a hip injury after being sacked. He completed just one pass for 13 yards before being ruled out just before halftime. Drew Locke stepped in for Darnold and led the Seahawks to victory. The Patriots, meanwhile, struggled with quarterback Drake May, who threw 3 interceptions, including a crucial one in the final moments that sealed the game for Seattle. Despite holding a 10-3 lead entering the fourth quarter, New England faltered, allowing the Seahawks to tie the game and then take the lead with a field goal. Both teams faced injury setbacks, with Patriots receiver A.J. Brown also leaving the game with an ankle injury. U.S. Open, Alexander Zverev passes Bodek van de Zandschulp test to set up semifinal date, with Karen Khachanov top seed Alexander Zverev through to semifinals where he will take on Karen Khachanov. Watch the US Open live on Sky Sports Tennis and Sky Sports Plus streaming service now and the Sky Sports app. Alexander Zverev took another big step towards a second Grand Slam title by beating Dutchman Bodek van de Zandschulp 6-2-7-5-6-1 to reach the US Open semifinals. Now, the Seahawks start the season 1-0, while the Patriots will look to regroup before facing the Steelers at home in their next matchup. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports, Zverev's US Open rocky road turns into smooth sailing to the semifinals. Up next, sixth, from PFT Alt. NFL kickoff 2026. Patriots lead Seahawks 7-0 at halftime. The Patriots lead the Seahawks 7-0 at halftime, but Seattle has a bigger concern moving forward. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold exited the game after the first series with a hip injury. He appeared to suffer it when he was sacked by Dremont Jones on third down, which brought up a punt. Darnold limped to the sideline before he was eventually examined in the medical tent. He then limped off the field up to the locker room for further evaluation. Just before halftime, the Seahawks ruled him out. Backup Drew Locke played the rest of the first half for Seattle. And then, 7th, from the Guardian Sport. Coco Gauff draws on Tiafoe and delusional self-belief in US Open escape. American rallies from brink to defeat. Andreeva Gauff survives 12 double faults in 3 set escape. Coco Gauff has played far cleaner matches than on Wednesday afternoon. But few players today on the women's tour have become better at finding answers on the fly when almost nothing is working for them. The 22-year-old American's serene march through the US Open women's draw hit extreme turbulence early in her quarterfinal clash with 5th-seeded Murray Andreeva inside Arthur Ashe Stadium. Next, 8th. from PFT All. Patriots take 7-0 lead on Drake May 2-yard touchdown pass. The Patriots have scored the first touchdown of the 2026 season. Rookie tight end Lee Reardon caught the first pass of his career for a 2-yard TD, giving New England a 7-0 lead midway through the second quarter. Another Patriots newcomer, A.J. Brown, set up the score by drawing a pass interference penalty on cornerback Josh Jobe on the snap before. Quarterback Drake May had Brown open on a flea flicker, but with the ball underthrown, Brown jumped up and Jobe hit him before the ball arrived. The score concluded a 10-play, 77-yard drive that took 5:37 off the clock. Up next, ninth, from awful announcing, Scott Van Pelt. Entirely unnecessary to open NFL season on a Wednesday. Play in Australia. The NFL kicks off its season with a Wednesday night game, featuring the Rams and 49ers in Melbourne. This unusual scheduling reflects the league's relentless ambition to expand its reach. Scott Van Pelt, on his podcast, expressed skepticism about this move, questioning the necessity of a midweek game in Australia. He pointed out that while fans might tune in, it feels excessive, especially since the matchup is significant for both teams. Van Pelt highlighted the NFL's shift over recent years, particularly its foray into Christmas Day games, which has altered the traditional sports calendar. He warned that as the league spreads its games throughout the week, it risks overwhelming fans. While more football might seem appealing, too much can lead to fatigue. Van Pelt's comments serve as a reminder that the NFL needs to be mindful of its audience, even as it continues to dominate the sports landscape. And then, 10th, from Sky Sports. Top 4 in the world set for US Open Women's semifinal showdown. Two-time defending champion Aryna Sabalenka will bid to move one step closer to a third straight US Open title when she faces familiar foe Jessica Pegula, while Lina Rybakina will take on home favorite Coco Gauff in the semifinals on Thursday from midnight live on Sky Sports Tennis. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing the story in the last day. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every sort of link on the TV that serves Vodafone.